Welcome back to the Spending Time with Jesus podcast. My name is Sam Best, and I'm on staff here at Antioch, and I love getting to be a part of this resource, this podcast. If you're new here, this resource was created and designed to help you get started in spending time with Jesus. The things that you're going to leave this podcast with today, we call them prompts, but you're going to leave here with a handful of things to do in pursuit of beginning your time with Jesus this morning. See, we believe that we can know Him, and we can pursue Him, and we can spend time with Him every day. And you're going to leave this podcast with a handful of things that can help you get started in that journey. They're going to be things like read your Bible, read these scriptures, pray through this prayer, ask God this question, ask yourself this question. Simple things like that, that are all meant to help you get started spending time with the very real person of Jesus. If you work through those promptings and you think to yourself, I actually need some more help. I don't know what to do next. That's fine. I often find myself there not knowing what to do or where to go. We've got some other resources, though, that I think could be helpful for you. If you head to our website, antiochindy.com, up at the top right, you click the resources tab. That will take you to resources on all five of our core values. These are resources that will help you live out this core value. The first one being personal devotion to Jesus. So your relationship with Jesus. If you click on that link there, you'll be taken to some resources that can help you in your relationship with Jesus. You'll see some things on there like what to read next, or what is my Bible? You know, how do I understand it? How do I know I can trust it? Things like that. Or what to pray, how to pray, some stuff like that. I think that could be helpful for you. So that's those resources. Now back to this resource. The way that we build this resource is we look back to the previous Sunday sermon and we unpack the latest thing that God spoke to us corporately, because we read His word on Sunday and we view that as an invitation from Him to hear from Him. He's speaking to us, but then also to respond to what He is saying and to press in. It's an invitation into life with Him or to relationship with Him in His kingdom. And so this past Sunday, we heard a word from God, and we're going to dive in. We're going to use that as fuel for this time of pursuing Him because He just spoke to us. So this past Sunday, we were continuing our Letters from Jesus sermon series out of the book of Revelation. And my prompt to you this morning, if you were not able to participate in that sermon this past Sunday, is to go and participate in this sermon. You can do so by watching it on YouTube or listening to it on iTunes or Spotify. That is your prompt this morning. Go participate in what God just spoke to us. Listen to it. Take notes. Read along. That's what it means to participate in the Word of God, in the sermon that was brought to us. So, for those of you who were able to participate, let's jump in. We read the message to Thyatira out of Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 29. And I'm going to read some of that this morning. So, I'd encourage you to open up to Revelation chapter 2. In my Bible, it is literally page 1000 that Revelation starts on, which is kind of cool. And, anyways, it's towards the end of your Bible. And let's turn there. I'm going to read just a handful of verses. One of my prompts for you, though, today is going to be to read through all of this message to Thyatira and to press in by reading all of it. But let's read a little bit of it, and I'll give you some of your other prompts this morning. Verse 18, "And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and His feet are like burnished bronze, says this, I know your deeds and your love and faith and service and perseverance, and that your deeds of late are greater than at first." Let's stop there. Verses 18 and 19. What I want you to do this morning is I want you to imagine the description that Jesus gives of Himself here in verse 18. The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, His feet are like burnished bronze, and He says this. And I also want you to consider what He is saying to them this morning. I know your deeds and your love and your faith and service and perseverance, and that your deeds of late are greater than at first. Consider the one who has eyes like flames of fire and feet like burnished bronze. Consider that He knows you. Consider that He knows your deeds. He knows your love, your faith, and your service, and your perseverance. Consider these things, and let thankfulness and worship come out of this time of seeing him, of considering him, of who he is, and the fact that he sees all, he knows all. Stir up inside of you some sort of reverence and awe this morning for the person of Jesus. As you jump in, I believe that's a great place to start, to begin to see him for who he is now, and then to worship him and be thankful for him. Be thankful that he knows you. He knows your deeds. There may be some things that come out of this time where you need to press in on, you need to like ask him about, because if he knows your deeds, that means he knows about this, that, or the other. If he knows your love, that also means he knows your lack of love, all these things. You might have thoughts of that, but before you jump into that, before you go with him down those things, I want to encourage you to just behold him and become thankful for him. And tell him what you're thankful for this morning. Say those things out loud. I'm going to pray for you as you get started on this journey of spending time with this amazing God. Holy Spirit, come help us in these moments see the person of Jesus. Lead us in tasting and seeing him. Lead us in loving him with all of our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. Pour out wisdom and revelation on us. Let us see the person of Jesus. Let us behold him as we humble ourselves this morning, come before him and thank him for who he is. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.